Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler on the fingers there. And that's Dire Straits, the band he's with. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Elise Benin, founder of Marketing Mentor. Marketing-mentor.com is the website. She's the author of many books, and she's a national speaker and a national authority on helping small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Elise, thanks again for being here. She's also an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years she's been hanging out with us. We're talking about rebooting our email list. We talked earlier about the continued validity, the no slacking off of the power of email marketing, Elise. So let's talk about how to reboot that email list.
Okay, and this is from a blog post that I wrote last month, I think it was, and, oh no, it's an, I didn't write it, excuse me, it was a guest blog post by a woman named Lisa Mullis, who mm-hmm. is in the process of reinventing her business. She's a designer, and she had a successful business, she sold it to her partner, and then she started her own new business, and so she was trying to figure out how to basically take the people who knew that she existed, which was kind of a small list once she had cleaned it, and then keep adding to it. And so she wrote a very kind of practical post mm-hmm. for my blog about some tips that you should do and what to say in order to basically go back to some of the people and say, you know, do you still want me to reach out to you, basically? Mm-hmm. Do you still want to hear from me?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was very useful, and, you know, she's very clear about, you know, giving, just making it a very simple message with no branding and just one simple ask, and make it easy for them to respond, and if they want to stay in touch with you, they don't have to do anything at all, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point there is just to make it as easy as possible.
But the first thing in making your list good, though, is to try to get it as clean as possible, right? Well, how do you decide? How do you decide if it's gotten dirty?
Well, I mean, it depends on how big it is, but you can look through the names, and you probably know if people are not at that company anymore, or
right.
not at that email address anymore, and you just have to delete them.
Or they haven't opened. Maybe if you can determine they haven't opened an email in 3 years or whatever.
No, I don't. I don't buy that because.
Yeah.
I don't trust the software.
Ah.
I know that when I look at something, it may not be reflected as open, but I've seen it and it's
exactly.
registered in
so
my
you're,
head.
So you like the concept of that it could still be an impression.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that.
So I don't take people off if they don't open.
Good idea. Good idea.
I don't even look at
it. It doesn't cost anything to keep them on, does it?
Oh, exactly. Well, I mean, not really. No.
No. All right, and so she said, the writer, Lisa, said, be real. What does that mean?
That means, you know, be honest, be transparent, don't be a real person. You know, like she's using an email marketing software, obviously, but she personalizes it, and it feels like it's coming from a real person, which
and,
I think
and it's conversational language. Is that what you're saying? The content is conversational, more familiar than copywritten.
Yes, although I would argue that all of your email marketing should be conversational and personal because it's a personal medium.
Right, right.
And she's contrasting that to the more generic, you know, clearly mass emailed, branded HTML messages that we get from
right.
lots of
right.
people, but you can still add your personality to it so that people get to know you.
Well, and see, and especially if you're a small business, when I get an email in from a big company, I know that they're not sending it. They don't know who I am. They're not thinking of me. But it still may be something I want because I've allowed them to do it. And I'll let them get away with sending me a form ad in the email. But if I'm getting an email from a marketing email from a small company, like a local company, then I'd like for it to say, hey Jim, the strawberries are in.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also studies that have been done that show that the personalized salutation, the dear Jim, as opposed to dear strawberry buyer, on a brain level attracts our attention. We recognize our name before we recognize ourselves.
Don't most of us look at the to line and see whether it was sent to us or to some big list? I think a lot of people do.
I don't know. That I don't know. Perhaps.
Yeah. Or do you notice that it's your name?
I think the
Dear
from
Elise.
Line. I think the from field actually is the most important one. And when I scan my messages to delete the ones that I don't want, I'm looking at who they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, as a company, you shouldn't put your company name in the from field. You should put a person's name at the company.
Right.
Right? Because putting a company name is one of the things that makes it seem like it's not for you.
That's a good suggestion. Hey, Elise, good stuff today. Folks, find this post at Elise's website, at her blog, which is they can find from your website, right? Marketing-mentor.com.
And also my quick tips from Marketing Mentor.
Oh, yeah.
Email marketing.
Oh, yeah. That comes out every week.
Every other week.
Okay. So, folks, you want to check out that, you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Elise, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.